Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 After. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. And I'm very excited to have our good buddy Fred Huckberg back on the show. Fred and I go back, way back, all the way back to, probably 1998, maybe 99. He was with us the first time back when he was with the SBA all those years ago. And we've stayed friends all these years. And he's back with another assignment. Last time he was with us, he had recently been appointed to the chairman and presidency of the Export-Import Bank of the United States, the Ex-Im Bank. Some of you have heard it termed that way. And he's here to talk to us about how things are going with regard to exporting from America to other parts of the world. Fred, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's great to be here on a very, very cold morning from Washington.
It's good to have you back. How much snow did you guys get over the weekend?
We had about 18 inches here, which Washington, that's when we get 1 inch, it's a lot of snow here.
I mean, it's almost good that you had that much, because when you get 3 or 4 inches, people still try to get out and they don't know what to do up there.
Right. So
18 inches kind of shuts you in, doesn't it?
Actually, the federal government is closed today in Washington. It's just so hard. All the schools are closed, but we're digging a way out.
Yeah, 18 inches. That's not a record, but it's got to be close.
It's darn close to a record.
Yeah.
It's darn close. I mean, the headline of the local paper is Washington's Big Dig.
Yeah. Well, it's good to have you back. Thank you for being here and for staying with us, even though you had some snow up there. Talk to us a little bit about, now, folks, Export-Import Bank, Ex-Im Bank, is a government agency, right, Fred, that helps people connect the financial dots when they're exporting, right?
Right. We've been around, actually, for 75 years. We had a record year that just ended. In fact, particularly in the small business area, Jim, we were up over $1 billion last year.
Congratulations.
$4 billion in financings for small businesses. And we do it in a whole host of ways. One key way is we can offer through federal guarantees, working capital loans, so that you can buy inventory, buy equipment, or if you've got customers overseas, give them terms so that you can make the sale.
And if I remember correctly, bring the customer in and help get them terms as well.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
You can also provide directly to your customer.
The American business gets terms, and the customer in India or wherever they may be gets terms.
Exactly.
It's a great way of managing the cash flow of the government getting involved. See, this is a good example of how the government can get involved in commerce and do some really good things. And Fred, I'm glad you're on the job up there. Now, recently, you guys have been, did I understand you guys went on a tour, don't you? Didn't you, an export tour?
We just wrapped up about a week ago in Detroit. We did an 8-city tour. We were in New York, Boston, Chicago, Seattle, Los Angeles, Houston, Miami, and Detroit. We're in 8 cities. We had over 1,500 small business owners came to our different city tour. We had panels with small business owners. Different federal agencies came and spoke and told people and sort of did one-on-one training sessions on how you can export to way to better sales and profits. And what we're interested in as well is obviously more employment. And
right, exactly.
You saw that in October and the third quarter, you know, exports were up.
Right.
And we saw unemployment has really begun to drop. So we're really seeing some impact from having this push on exports and helping American companies.
So what did the people tell you when you made this tour, this 8-city tour? What did the folks tell you? What did they say that they needed?
Well, I mean, most people, I was quite impressed with the fact that small business owner after another, from companies in Boston to Miami to out on the West Coast, had a lot of optimism for sales in 2010. And we're quite optimistic that they saw good prospects for their company.
Mm-hmm.
Met a company out of Brooklyn, New York called Lee Springs. They make sort of highly engineered springs for industrial use.
Mm-hmm.
They have been so successful, and they've actually opened a distribution center in Shanghai.
Wow.
Making them in America and shipping in.
I love that kind of story.
So we've got a lot of great companies like that. There's a man I met in Michigan, Doug Corey, who makes specialty fire trucks that he sells in Istanbul, because these kind of fire trucks are able to sort of help in earthquake-prone areas. So
they're
unique fire trucks. So there's some great American
technology. All kinds of stories like that. That makes global. I mean, it's the way globalization is going to work once everything settles down.
That's right.
I mean, I know globalization has a bad connotation for a long time. It never did with me. I've always thought it was the right thing for us to do, to be trading with each other. Hold on to that thought. Fred Hochberg is our guest, folks. He's with XM Bank. He and I will be right back. It's 20 Till. Stay with us.
Well, I was born in a small town.
Little Heartland music there, bringing us back. 17 Till, little John Mellencamp, one of my favorites. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hi, guys. I'm Jim Blassingame, and I'm glad you're here. Check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff that you can do there to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. You can listen, you can read, you can ask questions, you can check out my blog, subscribe to my newsletter. If you want us to follow you home, we've got stuff there. We've got capability to follow you home with stuff. Just let us know what you need. And if you're on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame if you want to follow me. Fred Hochberg is with us, folks. Fred is our good friend and a longtime friend and the chairman of XM Bank, Export-Import Bank. We're talking about a tour that they took. An eight-city tour recently you did some fact-finding and also to let people know around the country what the XM Bank's capable of. And I'm sure you guys talked about how XM Bank works with the Department of Commerce, the U.S. Commercial Services group, some folks. We've got good friends over there, Doug Barry and all the guys over there. I'm sure all that came up, too, in the tour, didn't it?
Absolutely. We had SBA was with us, the Small Business Administration,
yep.
Department of Commerce. There's something called the Trade Development Agency, which Lee Zak heads up, and they help do feasibility studies. So
mm-hmm.
if he's going to build a dam or a water project in a foreign country, they'll do the study to help businesses in America then bid on that job.
You know, Fred, we were talking, you were telling us about some of these companies when we went to the break about who are building things here and shipping them overseas. You know, 10, 12 years ago, when a lot of people were talking, when the word globalization was first being used, a lot of people were complaining about it. And, you know, NAFTA, your former boss, Mr. Clinton, signed NAFTA into law in the 90s, and a lot of people didn't like that. And, you know, and I always said free trade is nothing to be afraid of. Trading with other countries is nothing to be afraid of. In fact, it's something we should be embracing. It's just that until it gets settled down, until we get the flow of goods and services and labor and finances, until we get it going evenly back and forth, which is a period we've just gone through, it did seem a little bit uneven. But
right.
Now it seems to me like it's becoming more even. What do you think?
Well, I do. And, I mean, you know, our largest two trading partners are Canada and Mexico.
Right.
And NAFTA has a lot to do with that. And, frankly, you know, if you're in the EU, in Europe, in the 27 countries that make up the European Union, something like 75% of the trade is within the European Union. So
right.
These trade agreements do work. It's why there is still a debate going on about trying to have a free trade agreement for Panama and Colombia and Korea,
which we definitely need
because they work.
Yeah,
they work. That's why there's a fight. You know, that's why there's an interest. These things do ultimately work.
Well,
and what they do is the rest of the world has really big trade barriers, and frankly, most of the time, what they do is we get rid of the trade barriers for American products because
mm-hmm.
we have an open economy to begin with.
Well, plus the fact, if you look at what the global economy has gone through in the last 18 months, Fred, you can see that the recovery, the global recovery, is not happening as quickly in America as it's happening in other countries.
That's right.
And if you got a U.S. company, you'd like to try to even out the rough spots. Think about doing a little bit of trade overseas. And Fred, this is something I've been talking about. I was talking about trade back when you and I were talking about SBA stuff back in 98, 99.
Right.
And we've always talked about this. It's important, folks. And what I've tried to do is make sure that every small business owner knows that they have partners in the government through Ex-Im Bank, through commercial services at the Commerce Department and other groups, that they've got this help. And a lot of it's not only free, it's actually the kind of help that can help put the deal together.
Right. Totally true. Totally.
And so now on this tour, what else did you hear about? What are some other things that people told you?
Well, I think that, as I said, one, there was a lot of optimism. Two, I think that one of the things that, and that's why I'm happy to be joining you this morning, is American companies don't always realize what options they have and how Export-Import Bank and other federal agencies can really help them build sales, build profits. So a lot of our time was really spent educating people about that
and showing them how they were not they weren't really at risk to lose their money or in a tight credit market that Ex-Im Bank. Can you guys actually step in? I mean, have you been able to do as much financing in the current credit market as you would have been?
Yes, we have not had any. Yes, what we also able to do at times is if the banks are unable to do it, we're able to step in and actually even make a direct loan.
That's different from the SBA.
Yes, we can actually.
So you can actually step in and circumvent the banking industry.
Yeah, I mean, we don't like to, and we only do it when, for some reason, a bank can't make a deal to get done.
Right.
But it's with reluctance, but the point is we can do it. And one reason, I think because we can do it, we have less need to do it.
Ah. Now this is news. I didn't realize that. Are you working with any independent community banks?
We work well. Actually,
can you do that?
I'm glad you brought that up, Jim. One of the things I'm trying to do is really expand our network of banks. We're looking to work with more community banks, more regional banks.
See,
and I initiated an effort at the bank to expand the number of banks, to expand the number of insurance brokers.
I'm glad you're saying that. I'm glad you're doing that.
And the kind of partners we have, because we just don't have enough to get the word out.
Well, and when we come back, folks, I'm going to get Fred to talk to us about this independent community bank. Because, see, now we're getting to the point, we're starting to understand how small business owners get their financing in America these days. And how it can work with Ex-Im Bank. We're going to be right back, folks, after these messages. Tintel, I'm Jim Blassingame. Fred Hochberg is our guest. He's with Ex-Im Bank. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Our good friend Fred Hochberg is with us, folks. Fred is the chairman and the president of the Export-Import Bank of the United States. Ex-Im Bank is usually called. I keep wanting to say it that way because that's how I usually think about it. Ex-Im Bank, folks. Fred, give us the website, please.
www.exim.gov.
Exim.gov, just like it sounds. And tell us what we'll find when we get there.
Exactly. What you'll find is it's a full-range website. We've got a number of tools in terms of how you can do a better job exporting, how we can help you do so. There are a bunch of success stories, so you can see how other companies have had great success exporting.
Right.
And it gives you a lot of how-tos. The other thing is you'll find on that website, as I mentioned, we talked a little earlier, Jim, we did an 8-city tour.
Right.
We're going to pick that up next in 2010 and continue that. So there'll be information on that. And we also, for those who can get to Washington, we do an annual conference in March. We bring in exporters and bankers and buyers from around the world come to Washington for 2 days in March. And then we've got well over 1,000 people coming each year. So it's a really
successful... That's great. Well, keep me posted on that. I need to broadcast from one of those events.
That would be great.
I need to come up there and meet some of your folks and broadcast from one of those events.
That
so
would
let's
be a great thing
let's put something like that together. Fred, folks, Fred was talking earlier about how Ex-Im Bank helps to smooth out the disconnects and the rough patches between a U.S. business doing business overseas, exporting overseas, to smooth out the rough spots and the disconnects in the financial part of the transaction. That's what they do, and that's the best way I know to explain it, Fred. And there's all kinds of tools there. And Fred, one of the things that I know is that perennially, small business owners have gotten their credit from their working capital from banks, and to a large degree from independent community banks. That's where we start mostly, is
right,
with independent
exactly.
community banks. And now, with the financial meltdown that we've had in the last 18 months, a higher percentage of small business banking is being done with independent community banks. And so it seems to me that your success in the future is going to depend upon your ability to really get even closer with the independent community banks.
We are, one of the things I initiated here at the bank is to reach out to many small bankers, because if you're a small business, frequently you do your work with a small bank. You do
mm-hmm.
someone who's going to treat your business importantly.
Relationship banking.
Customer.
Right.
So we are trying to expand the number of community banks, regional banks we work with. You know, when I was at the SBA, one of the things we did is we realized a similar thing. We started working with the credit unions, which really
mm-hmm.
helped small
right.
business owners. So
right.
we're trying to do the same thing here and really work, get banks in your community that can help you with export credit, help you with working capital loans.
Well, I can see how, I mean, this, folks, think of it as a patchwork quilt. I mean, if you're going to go from 0 to 60, from not exporting to exporting successfully, there are some pieces of the puzzle, there's some patches in this quilt that you've got to put together, and two huge parts of it are finding the customers and finding the money, right, Fred? I mean, those are the two big things. Actually, for most folks, Fred, finding the product to export is not the big problem.
Right, and what we really do, the thing that the Export-Import Bank can help is we can take away the credit risk. We can remove the credit risk.
On both sides.
On both sides, of selling to a customer overseas. We remove the credit risk, and if you're depending on where you're selling to, we can move any political risk if it's a country you're a little nervous about. So we
right.
can really take the financial risk out of your sales. I mean, you can focus on your product and focus on finding your customer.
Well, the Ex-Im Bank folks is, I mean, I you know, years ago, Fred, when I had my consulting company, I had customers, I had clients that were using Ex-Im Bank like a charm back in, you know, back when, you know, in the 90s when you were with the Clinton administration.
Right.
They were doing it back then and very successfully. It was helping them quite a bit. Fred, the website is xm.gov, right?
Exactly, xm.gov.
And, folks, all kinds of tools there, all kinds of things that you can see. Well, the next tour where people can see where the next cities are going to be, where they can go and learn more about this, are they there?
No, we're just putting the planning together. We just wrapped
okay.
up the 2009 tour, you know,
right.
10 days ago. We're tallying up the numbers and kind of getting a sense of where we can do it best. We're trying to go to places where we have partners that can help us organize
this. I got you.
Governor Rendell wants to, you know, has been
in
very helpful.
Pennsylvania.
He's got a great export program in the state
yeah.
of Pennsylvania. So we're trying to really work with local elected
leaders. Fred, I'm sorry, I got to wrap it up. I'm glad you're here. Thanks for being here. Good job.
Jim, thanks so much for having me.
We'll see you next time. Fred Hochberg, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I will be too after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.